Right.
So automatic enrollment. First, before we start, describe to people what this is.
Sure. Currently, when you're employed by the federal government, you're given the opportunity to sign up in the TSP. What this approach does is you're automatically enrolled in the TSP unless you opt out. So this is the third part of really our complete remake of the front end of the TSP. The reason that we have had kind of a two-step front end is we used to have a waiting period before new employees were eligible to participate in the TSP. That waiting period ran anywhere from 6 to 12 months, depending on your date of hire and how that fit in with open seasons. All of that was eliminated under the Thrift Savings Plan Enhancements Act of 2009, which was enacted last June. As of that time, people were eligible to receive employer contributions immediately. So we put that up right away, and people began receiving their agency automatic contributions, the 1% contribution for FERS employees, and matching contributions, assuming they signed up to put in their own dough. The second part of the redo of our front end was really our new website, and that's the new face that's out there for the TSP. The third part is this automatic enrollment where when you come in into the government, you're automatically enrolled at a 3% contribution rate. You immediately...
So you're not taking 20% of or something. It's at the matching level, essentially.
That's right.
Yeah.
At where the fat part of the match, as we call
right.
it, where it's dollar for dollar for the first 3%. Now, the law does give us authority to raise that, to make it as high as 5, where you'd pick up the entire match, 50 cents on the dollar on the fourth and fifth percent contributed, or even to cut it back to as low as 2 if we get a sense that that would work better for participants. But we think 3 is the right number to go in with. Under 3, if you're automatically enrolled, you're getting 3% matching employer provided on top of that, as well as the 1% agency automatic. So that's a 7% total contribution going into your TSP account.
And essentially, this puts the default on you're in the TSP unless you actively say you're not going to.
That's right.
And this is in the G fund, correct?
In the G fund.
Okay.
That's right. Initially, we had proposed that it go in the age-appropriate L fund. But that initial proposal, which we sent to Capitol Hill in 2007, the timing was star-crossed, I think. As we all know, 2008 came along right,
right.
after that.
It was not a great time for the market, if I remember correctly.
Right.
I don't have a TSP, but my accounts tell me that was not, I'm still digging out a little bit.
That's right. Very inauspicious time to do that. But we do have the G fund, and as Mike Causey calls it, the never has a bad day G fund.
Right.
And so that is what Congress decided we should have for the default fund, and that's where we are right now.
Now, a couple folks, if you're Fed and you started before August 1st, no impact whatsoever. You don't retroactively add people, do you?
That's correct. No, this is a going forward proposition only.
And the impact on people who, if you're currently have a TSP account and so you're a good person, you're contributing every month, what does this mean? What impact does this have for you?
Well, this really just means that you'll have more company. In all of the private sector plans where it has been implemented, and it has actually been available out there for a number of years, this automatic enrollment has shown that it advances participation significantly. Right now, we have about 400,000 participants who are eligible to contribute but are not contributing. Now, that number will not go down overnight because this is being implemented over time as people come onto the roles and work, but it will eventually drive that number of non-contributors significantly lower.
So August 1st is, of course, a Sunday, so this will probably start impacting people really on the 2nd. And as you say, it's as people come on board.
That's right. So it really works pay period by pay period. Big federal pay periods normally start on Sunday, and I think this Sunday is one of them. But they are spread out over the entire month, and we do still have some pay periods. We have both two-week pay periods. We have bi-monthly pay periods, even weekly pay periods at some places in the government. So this will become implemented initially over the course of the month of August. We'll start to see, I think, a little bit the inputs toward the middle or late August, and then that will just go on for years.
And also the advantage of this is it allows you to defray the operational costs of running the thrift savings plan over a larger group of folks.
That's right, which brings down the costs for everybody. Yeah. And I should point out that people who are automatically enrolled and do not want to be, they can reverse that. They can say they do not want to be automatically enrolled, get a refund of any contributions that were withheld from their paycheck. You will not be able to keep the matching contributions that you picked up during your period of automatic enrollment. Those will revert back to the employer.
Oh. But, I mean, it's the best way to make contributions to the thrift savings. A, why give away money? And B, when it comes out early, you don't even notice it. You adjust your life.
That's exactly right. Yeah, I mean, we all know at this point what it's like to be in your 20s and looking at these nice cars that are out there for sale. And that's what 20-year-olds...
And you're at the low part of your how much money you make. And so, you know, you're struggling month to month. And we get that. But... that money just goes so much farther.
That's right. And especially those first dollars that you earn, because they have so much more time to grow.
Yeah, it's the magical things that happen with compound interest.
Absolutely. Eighth wonder of the world.
It is. Sure is. And the website, I know we had talked about there were some people, some grumblings. Things sort of settling in?
Yeah. Seem to be doing right very well. And, of course, we're going to be updating the website just this weekend and putting in information on automatic enrollment. So it's still a work in progress, and it will be probably forever, because it is going to become our main source of information. It's just so much quicker and easier to get information out to large numbers of people using that rather than the old paper.
And pretty soon we'll get you on Twitter or something like that.
Right.
Tom Trabucco is the Director of External Affairs for the Federal Retirement Thrift Investment Board. Tom, give the website address.
www.tsp.gov.
You can get that address and this full conversation. Much more information, you can find it online, federalnewsradio.com/Dora Beck Insider. Thank you as always, Tom.
Thank you, Chris.